Welcome back to the program. It's always great to have so many calls and texts. Been an absolute pleasure to have so many again today. Before I knock off and have one more sleep before grand final day and hand over to Bob and Andy, Campbell Brown, as he always does, joins us for a chat about some footy and, of course, some racing. It's a massive Cox Plate day of racing tomorrow. And yes, Darryl Braithwaite is singing horses with no one there, which is going to be bizarre. But having been to about the last 20 of the last 21 Cox Plates, it is always part of the day that you love. When you hear him singing horses, you know it's time to get the hairs on the back of your neck standing up. You can catch the Cox Plate edition, by the way, of the winners tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on SEN Track and 7.2 with Campbell Brown, Jack Heverin and Mick Wall. And you can catch Brownie on Trackside across the whole afternoon on SEN. He joins me for a quick chat. Welcome to you, Campbell. Great to have you back on the program.
Yeah, afternoon, Dwayne. It's the most Aussie thing ever, isn't it? Darryl Braithwaite punching out horses while everyone in the crowd sort of trying to crowd surf and carry on. It's magnificent.
And the post-Cox Plate Day clamour for a cab, people on the lawn that can't move. It's one of the most hilarious but real Aussie days that I always love going because of the beauty of the Aussiness of it. You're right. It's something that we're all going to miss but can't wait that it might be back in 2021. And the fact that it is a little sort of coliseum. Moonee Valley. Hope that doesn't change too much when they revamp it.
No, that's right. And every time I'm waiting in the taxi line, I look to my right and I see you with the stretch limo just pulling up and taking you home.
Yeah, with about 15 other people trying to get in, even though you've only booked it for six. Brownies, what will happen tomorrow? We know Gerard Whateley's pretty hot on rushing Camelot. Last week didn't go to plan. How are you seeing the Cox Plate panning out?
Yeah, I'm not as sold on rushing Camelot as a few of the experts. Been good, won a couple of group ones, but I don't think the horse has beaten, you know, any superstars yet. So I was told that one of the internationals, the Aidan O'Brien runner, Armory, was a very, very good horse and maybe have something on that. But it pulled up a little bit lame overnight, so it needs to pass a vet check just to race. So I'm not sure if that's going to impact it at all, and if it does, I think Arcadia Queen is the horse that I've settled on for this Cox Plate, but it's going to be a great running of it. It's great to have the internationals here and some real high-quality horse flesh going around.
So has the draw impacted your thoughts on Russian Camelot as well?
A little bit. There's never been a horse that's won from that barrier, so it's got history against it. And, you know, obviously getting beaten quite convincingly by Arcadia Queen last start at Caulfield. I know the race wasn't run to suit Russian Camelot, but champions, you know, they find ways to win. And, Russian Camelot's just had a few excuses. But it drifted out to as much as sort of $5.50, and the punters have come for it again. So $4.60 the field at the moment. Working around Armory if it passes the vet check, or Arcadia Queen for me.
And the race, how it might be run, do you expect Ollie to drop out to last with Russian Camelot from 14? And do you think that it's going to be even harder for Russian Camelot if Ollie can't find his way to pick his way through the traffic? I know there's been a few horses come from seven wide at the turn of the valley and provide one of the great moments of Cox Plate history. But it's going to be tough if that's what Ollie's going to have to do.
It's going to take Ollie's best. There's no doubt about that. The young horse Grand Slam that was only accepted on Monday will lead them out, carrying 49.5 kilos. And Magic Wand is the other horse that'll put plenty of speed in the race. So Ollie was sort of...
I sent the news this morning that Magic Wand has been withdrawn. Yeah. I think we've just got that
That's
through,
out, is so, it? Okay, well, that was the other horse that that pulled up lame. So there was two horses, both from Aidan O'Brien's stable, that needed to pass a fitness test, and obviously that one hasn't. So there's a little bit of a sensation on the eve of the Cox Plate as well. But there will be speed in the race, and I'm sure Ollie's got the experience, and he knows Russian Camelot. He'll sort of have to judge that pretty early on.
Yeah, and how do you think the race will kick off? What do you think Arcadia Queen will do? Where will Arcadia Queen try and settle? If Armory is fit, where will Armory try and settle as well? And do you think that, you know, there's a long shot with Colding or Humidor, or is there a long shot that might have a sneaky chance if people are thinking of whacking something even into their trifectas?
Well, Colding's come back in absolutely unbelievable fashion. Won its last couple of starts, so it's going well. Humidor, it looks like a new horse in its last couple of starts, and knows the valley. It's the horse that nearly beat Winx, remember, a few years ago. So it's been there and done that. I think there's quite big raps on Sir Dragon A coming out of the Mar and Eustace stable. So Arcadia Queen will probably sit midfield. That's where it likes to sit and watch the race unfold a little bit. And Probabil's the other one coming off, you know, pretty good Group 1 victory last start. So there's plenty of chances. It's the best weight for age race in the country, if not the world. So very, very exciting. And I think this year really lives up to the expectation because we weren't sure what sort of field we were going to get, but it's jam-packed with stars.
And have you got a winner earlier in the program or even can you sneak us one tonight at the Valley so we can get a little bit of kickstart in our wallet?
Yeah, the Manicato tonight, the other Group 1, will be unbelievable race. I really like Dirty Work. It's about $6.50. It's from the Hawks Campen. It won last start at Caulfield, but I'm going back to the start before that in Sydney where it was only 1.5 lengths behind Classique Legend, who then came out and bolted in the Everest. So if you marry that form up with the right run in transit, Willie Pike on board, I think Dirty Work can just sit off the pace tonight and swamp them very, very late at the Valley.
And good price too. You expect Trekking to start the favourite?
Yeah, that's the star. You know, so consistent and the only horse backing up from the Everest and it ran a really good fourth, so deserves to be favourite. But you know, I just think there could be a couple that could nab it late.
Mm. Anything else tomorrow that you like, whether it's at the Valley or around the country?
Well, I've got Frank running in Adelaide race number 6. That's a horse of mine with Michael Hickmott, and he's got a 50% strike rate of winners right so far this season. So he's flying. Unfortunately, none of them have been franked winning races, so I'm hoping that we can change the luck around that Frankel horse.
And what do you think's going to happen grand final night?
Oh, I'm super excited. It's genuinely a flip of the coin. We've spoken sort of most Fridays and all the way through. I was quite bullish on Richmond and also the Cats. And the Cats, you know, obviously, they play the Gabba so well. What that is, I'm not too sure. I asked Joel Selwood yesterday why it was, and he either didn't know or he didn't want to give away too much information. But they just look like they're all connected at the moment. And I think I said to you last week that if the small and medium forwards for Geelong can have an impact, then Geelong will be hard to beat. And lo and behold, you know, Gary Rowan bobs up and kicks a few goals. So did Gary Ablett, Grime Myers and those guys. So I think that's going to be where the game is won. The midfields are pretty even. The back lines are both superb. If I was the Geelong Brains Trust, I've been racking my mind all week as to who to play on Dustin Martin. I think Mark Blitzarves is the guy I would go to. Now, I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but he's won 2 best and fairest for the Cats. He can play inside the contest as a midfielder. He can ruck, but he's also spent plenty of time down back. So if Dusty drifts forward, he's got the strength one-on-one, also the reach and the height to maybe be able to use that to his advantage. And then with his elite aerobic ability, maybe work off Dusty a little bit, which we don't see too often. So to me, that could be the matchup that could help them win the game.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, just before I let you go, because we've heard stories and we've seen Dusty, if he knows you don't like to be on the last line of defence, he might take you there. If he knows that he can lose you in traffic, he'll probably take you to half forward and try and lose you around there. But you're right, Blitzarves can run, but he's also comfortable on the last line of defence if Dusty takes him there. It's an interesting one. If they can convince Blitzarves to not go at the ball, because sometimes when you're a see-ball, get-ball kind of guy, that's your first thought process when it's there to be won.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, the thing with Dusty is he likes players that want to engage in one-on-one, and we saw it, you know, on the weekend when Darcy Byrne-Jones got lost a few times when the ball was in the air. I don't think that would happen for Mark Blitzarves because he's so comfortable playing that role. So we'll see how it unfolds. It's a little bit of left field thinking, but it's a better matchup than Guthrie in the midfield and then swapping when he goes forward. You can just set a guy on him for the whole day, whether he's in the midfield or on the last line, and he can feel comfortable in all those spots.
And the whole of Victoria waiting to see what Daniel Andrews has to tell us on Sunday. What's the racing world expecting? Are they expecting some people to be allowed at Flemington, if not for Derby Day, Cup Day? What's the feel?
Yeah, they are. Obviously, there was all the commotion earlier in the week with Moonee Valley, and they announced that there was 1,000 that could go, and then Martin Pakula did a backflip pretty quickly there. I think if the lay of the land is on Sunday and possibly the Sunday afterwards, if the restrictions continue to get eased and it's deemed as safe, I wouldn't be surprised if Flemington were allowed to have some owners, maybe some members and things like that. Maybe not for Derby Day, but certainly for Melbourne Cup and Oaks Day and Emirates Stakes Day. And that'd just be sensational. We're hanging out to get to any event, really. But if we can get to the races and be a little bit safe and social, that'd be fantastic.
Great to have you, Brownie. Always been great to have you right throughout the season. And I really appreciate your time. We'll talk to you through the Spring Carnival.
Enjoy the weekend.
Campbell Brown, Hawthorn Premiership star, former Suns star as well, SEN and SEN track commentator. And again, you can catch the Cox Plate edition of The Winners tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. on SEN track, and 7:02 with Brownie, Jack Haverin and Mick Wallen. You can catch Brownie on trackside right through this afternoon and hear more of what he thinks might happen at the Valley tonight. Again, it's been a pleasure to have your company today. Thanks to all of you that have called. If you want to listen back to the Dwayne's World podcast, you can always download that and have a listen back to the program in your own free time. To all my guests that have joined me during the course of this year, players and regular guests on SEN, it's been fantastic to have you as well during the course of the footy season. I will be back Monday, of course, for Midday Madness at Monday. So grand final edition Monday at Midday Madness. I'll catch you then. Look forward to your calls, and maybe we'll make it 3 hours of Midday Madness on Monday and make it 3 hours of your calls. Bob and Andy are coming your way next, though. Stick around. More to come with Bob and Andy.